Alright folks, welcome back to Nightly Calm, your daily dose of chill vibes and sleep secrets delivered straight to your ears. I'm Dave Cotter, your friend of the neighbourhood guide to all things newsworthy. You know that feeling when you finally hit the pillow after a long day, but your mind is racing like it's starring in its own action movie? Yeah, we've all been there. It's like your brain decides 10 p.m. is prime time for brainstorming your grocery list or reliving every awkward moment from your last social gathering. Well, tonight, my sleep-deprived comrades, we're tackling that beast head-on. We're diving deep into the world of bedtime routines and crafting one that actually works for you. Because let's be honest, a cookie-cutter routine doesn't cut it when your life is anything but predictable. Ever felt like you're just winging it when it comes to winding down? You jump from scrolling through social media to binge-watching shows with zero transition, and before you know it, your alarm clock is yelling at you like a drill sergeant. Sound familiar? That's where a well-structured bedtime routine comes in like a superhero cape for your sleep schedule. It doesn't have to be complicated, think of it as a signal to your body and mind that it's time to chill out and recharge. First things first, consistency is key. Think of it like training your body for a marathon. You wouldn't just jump into a race without prepping, right? Same goes for sleep. Aim to go to bed and wake up around the same time every day, even on weekends. It might feel counterintuitive, but those regular keys help regulate your natural sleep-wake cycle, aka your circadian rhythm. Now, let's talk about winding down. Or the blue light bombardment from screens at least an hour before bed. I know, it's hard. But the glow-up screen time can seriously mess with melatonin production, which is like the sleep hormone basically, the VIP pass to dreamland. Instead, try a relaxing activity like reading, taking a warm bath, or listening to calming music. Ever tried meditation? It's like hitting the reset button on your brain. There are tons of free guided meditations online, perfect for those who think they can't sit still for 5 minutes. Next up, create a sleep sanctuary. Think cozy bedding, a cool and dark room, and maybe even a diffuser with some lavender essential oil. It's like aromatherapy magic for sleepy time. Oh, and white noise can be a lifesaver. It blocks out distracting sounds and helps you drift off peacefully. Speaking of distractions, let's ditch the heavy meals before bed. Think light snacks instead, a piece of fruit, a handful of almonds, maybe some herbal tea. You want to fuel your body for sleep, not force it into overtime digesting a big feast. Remember, digestion takes energy, and you want that energy going towards sleep, not your digestive system. Finally, don't underestimate the power of journaling. Before bed, jot down any thoughts or worries swirling around in your head. It's like giving your brain a chance to exhale and let go before you hit the pillow. Think about it. A good night's sleep isn't just about feeling rested, it's about setting yourself up for success throughout the day. You wake up with more energy, better focus, and even improved mood. That's a win-win, right? Let me tell you, I used to be a notorious night owl. My bedtime routine was basically hit snooze 5 times and pray for the best. But then I realized that consistently getting a solid 8 hours of sleep wasn't just a luxury, it was essential for my well-being. So, I started experimenting with different routines, and let me tell you, the difference is night and day. Pun intended. I started going to bed an hour earlier, swapped those late-night Netflix binges for a relaxing bath with some lavender oil, and even started journaling before bed. It sounds like a lot, but it really wasn't that difficult to implement. And you know what? The results were incredible. I woke up feeling more energized, focused, and just overall happier. It was a game changer for me. So, remember folks, there's no magic button when it comes to sleep, but creating a bedtime routine can make all the difference. You don't have to overhaul your entire life stock with one or two small changes and gradually build from there. Consistency is key, so be patient with yourself and celebrate those little wins along the way. Ready to level up your sleep game? Head over to our website and download our free guide on crafting a personalized bedtime routine that's perfect for you. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use some sweet dream inspiration. Until tomorrow, sleep well, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.